Hello, friends. You're listening to our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. On today's Sunday teaching, we're going to look into an old hymn by C.W. Naylor called The Church's Jubilee. My family and I are part of an expression of the body of Christ called the Church of God, with general offices in Anderson, Indiana. We always say that last part to differentiate ourselves from other Church of God groups. There's about 500 churches in the United States that call themselves the Church of God. We are a Wesleyan holiness movement, and we use the term movement quite liberally in describing ourselves. Our doctrinal DNA prevents us from calling ourselves a denomination because we were anti-denominational. The poetry that is contained in this hymn paints a clear picture of some of the antecedent doctrine of the Church of God movement. The Church's Jubilee is oftentimes sung in Church of God churches all across the United States of America, and it harkens back to a time of more doctrinal purity than what we are currently living. Here are the beautiful words by C.W. Naylor. The light of eventide now shines the darkness to dispel. The glories of fair Zion's state 10,000 voices tell. For out of Babel God doth call his scattered saints in one. Together all one church compose the body of his Son. O Church of God, the day of Jubilee has dawned so bright and glorious for thee. Rejoice, be glad, thy shepherd has begun his long divided flock again to gather into one. The Bible is our rule of faith, and Christ alone is Lord. All we are equal in his sight when we obey his word. No earthly master do we know. To man rule will not bow, but to each other and to God eternal trueness vow. O blessed Church of God, the day of Jubilee has dawned so fair and bright and glorious for thee. Rejoice and ever be glad, thy shepherd has begun his long divided flock again to gather into one. The day of sects and creeds for us forevermore is past. Our brotherhood are all the saints upon this world so vast. We reach our hand in fellowship to every blood-washed one, while love entwines about each heart in which God's will is done. O Church of God, the day of Jubilee has dawned so bright and glorious for thee. Rejoice, be glad, thy shepherd has begun his long divided church again to gather into one. O blessed truth that broke our bonds, in it we now rejoice, while in the holy Church of God we hear our Savior's voice. And gladly to his blessed will submissive we shall be, and from the yokes of Babel's lords, from henceforth we are free. O blessed Church of God, the day of Jubilee has dawned so fair and bright and glorious for thee. Rejoice and ever be glad. Thy shepherd has begun his long divided flock again to gather into one. Dear friends, if you are part of the Church of God, that might have struck your heart. If you're outside of the Church of God, you may be wondering what some of these words mean. The hymn begins with this beautiful idea that the light of eventide now shines. In the beginning of the Church of God movement, we believed that it was just a matter of time before Jesus Christ came back. We still believe that. We believe we're in the last days, and we believe that we should work diligently while light is still shining. It is the evening light, though, and we must work all the more so that those who are trapped in darkness and lost in this dying world can be saved. For out of Babel, God doth call his scattered saints to one. What that means is basically this idea of man-made organization, this idea of confusion, this idea of something that has been built despite God, has to be destroyed in the face of the body of Christ. In other words, all of the schisms, all of the denominations, all of the things that we use to separate ourselves, all of that has to be put aside so that we can find ourselves in the expression of the body of Christ. The body of Christ has no borders. The body of Christ has no denomination. It has no sect. It has no division or schism. There is one body of Christ, and that body is made up of every blood-washed one. And so we extend our hand of fellowship to every blood-washed one. In other words, the name above the door of the church does not really make it a good church or a bad church. The person who is following Jesus Christ is part of his body. The church's jubilee ends with, "And from the yokes of Babel's lords, from henceforth we are free." And dear friends, that is true, unless we ourselves become Babel's lords and decide to build for ourselves a denomination. There is a movement of God that flows throughout history. There is always this movement. Mankind likes to build their own little kingdoms. But there is a kingdom far greater than those. The kingdom built not by man's hands, but by God's. It is the church. The problem with a movement is that it is hard to maintain. It's so much easier to drift back into Babel's dredge way. It's so much easier to try to build and organize something that we have no right to build or organize. It's so much easier to try to build our own kingdom. After all, if we live the doctrine contained in this song, who will be in charge? Well, it won't be any of us. And for the dark and troubled human heart, that is a problem. Dear friends, I invite you to understand the church as the Bible teaches the church. It is something not built or organized by man. The church itself is organized by the head of the church, who is Jesus Christ. It is empowered by the Holy Spirit, not by man-made structures. The church that God has in mind is one that He and He alone leads. Those of us who are leaders in His church should always keep that in mind, that we should ask people to follow us only in so much as we follow Christ. And we dare not put brick and mortar to the movement of God. We dare not build structures and kingdoms for ourselves. We must be free from Babel's yoke. Friends, my family and I serve Jesus Christ in Ecuador, and we would love for you to know more about us. Please go to ourmissionpath.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us along our mission path.